Coming up next, the Astrology Hour on KFOX.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And now, the Astrology Hour on KFOX.
Greetings, people of Southern California, and welcome to a very special edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. What an excellent, awesome, powerful topic dedicated to my mother and father on basic planetary definitions. Astrology is a science of correlations. You're not going to get it unless you know what the planets mean. So slip those cassette decks into your tape recorders, because today we're going over exactly what the Sun, the Moon, the Rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and if we have time, the North and South Node and the asteroids in the astrology chart. So an outstanding topic for you, today's version of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Let's talk about the planets. Let's jump into this topic here. First of all, you can't tell a player without the program, and you can't read an astrology chart without understanding the correlations. Astrology is a science of outstandingly basic correlations. Those of you that are able to master the meaning of the 12 signs, which actually adhere almost perfectly to the meaning of each of the ruling planets to those signs, you can almost look at any astrology chart without a book or without a text of any kind and figure other people and yourself out. So frankly, this show is to help you understand what the basic definitions of the planets mean, what signs they rule, so those meanings would adhere and correlate and be synonymous with the signs, the parts of the body they rule, the karmic influence. So this is definitely a tape you want to stick in your basic planetary definition, basic astrology file, because in order for you to be astrologically aware, or in order for you to become an astrologer, this is the stuff that you must know. So we're going to call this topic Basic Planetary Definitions, Correlations. Let's start with the Sun in your chart. Well, basically, the Sun is your identity factor. It is actually your soul. What I like to call it is there's 360 points in the wheel. So wherever your Sun sign is, in one of those points tells us where your soul has come through its eternal path. So because I'm an 18-degree Leo Sun, that means that I have reached a creative point in the journey of my soul's experiences in this third dimension. Had I been a Gemini Sun instead, then I would have reached a communicative point instead of a creative point. So my purpose in life, as far as my soul is concerned, would be to create. When you look at the Sun in your natal chart, depending on what sign and what house and how it's aspected, then you can also understand your father. And because my son is in Leo and my dad is a wild, happy guy, and it is in the 10th house of career, and my dad is a very successful career fanatic, I might add, there is a lot to be learned about the father by identifying and analyzing the sun sign. Sun also rules your creative factors. It is the Lord of Leo. It is always the Lord of Leo. So if you're Leo rising, the sun would be your chart ruler. And if you're Virgo rising, the sun would be Lord of Leo, which is on the 12th house. So it would be 12th house Lord. So it's important to know your lords to understand the power behind each house. The sun also rules the part of the body, your heart, vital organ here, your spine and your back. It also can rule stubbornness, the point of the soul's path, and creative position of soul's journey. The sun and the moon are referred to as planets many times, but they are also referred to, in my opinion, as luminaries, because, of course, you know they're really not planets. Now, the moon, a luminary, also called a planet, rules your emotions, your emotional factors, your feelings. So analyzing the sun and the moon combined together, two of the three majors, because sun, moon, and rising are called the three majors or three major parts of any astrology chart, understanding the moon reveal emotionally where your soul has come in its experiential path throughout eternity, which means that you earn your planets. Before birth, you qualify to have certain planets in certain signs in order to experience optimum karmic growth as far as what your choices are concerned. The moon rules your emotions, your mother, so you can analyze your mom. I have moon in the first house in Scorpio. My mom's intense. She's a go-getter. She's an initiator. As long as I remember her, she was always running around. So there's that first house Scorpio moon. Most of us with first house moons have a tremendous influence from the mother during childhood. Sometimes it dominates or overwhelms the paternal influence. by having Moon in the first house, which was true for me. And the Moon also rules your sexual factor, our sex drive. So Aquarius moons or Pisces moons, our Virgo moons will all have different sex drives because we combine the meaning of the sign. Like Virgo might be more ethical, more prudent, more logical, more practical in their sexual emotions. And so Moon in Virgo may be a little bit more straight-laced, more down-to-earth sexually. Whereas a Pisces moon may be a bit more vulnerable, a bit more open-minded, a bit more sensitive, a bit more liquid, and sometimes a bit more of a pushover because Pisces is a bit more experimental. So the Moon is also rules the home. It is the lord of luminary of the sign of Cancer, now and forever. It is your emotional karma, the point of emotional growth in the soul's path, the intuitive factor. It rules your past lives. The parts of the body would be the stomach and the breasts. I almost said the boobs, but that's the same thing. Rising sign, or ascendant, is the point of self. It is what we have designed as far as our uniqueness, our illusion of separation away from the God source. So the rising sign is the I am part. The rising sign, also called the ascendant, can be located on the astroscope wheel on the far left part of the wheel in the middle at the end of the asterisk. There'll be some numbers above some letters, which you should have filled in your abbreviations from yesterday's show, I believe, or the day before. And the numbers on top is the degree of that rising sign or ascendant. And the numbers in the bottom are the minute of degree. There's 60 minutes to each degree and 30 degrees to each sign. And I am a 2017, 20 degrees, Libra, ascendant, 17 minutes. And that's what it says on my astroscope. So the rising sign is the self created by the soul's current needs in this particular lifetime, your uniqueness factor, illusion of separation. It is the controlling vibration of your childhood. And the first house is ruled by the rising sign, and that first house is the childhood house, which can affect your whole life, of course. It is your personality, your appearance, your height, your weight, your hair, hair color, rebirth point, ruling planet of the sign on the rising sign is called the chart ruler. So I am Libra rising, and we're going to find out later in the show that Libra is ruled by Venus. So Venus is the most important planet in my chart, and your chart ruler would also be the most important planet in your chart. To find a chart ruler, you have to find out what your rising sign is, then find out what the ruling planet of that sign is, and that is the chart ruler. We're giving you all the lords today. Like, Sun is lord of Leo, Moon is lord of Cancer, and the rising sign depends what sign's on the rising to find out what the lord is. Also, the rising sign, as far as I'm concerned, has everything to do with our many changes we go through. It is our we are the world factor. If you took a picture of yourself every year of your life and you put it up on the wall, you might end up with like 50 or 60 people. So even though the I am point, the rising sign, appears to be one person, it is also the reflection of the universe, too. So very, very important to understand. Mercury, never more than two signs away from the sun. That is because it is with inside of the Earth's orbit. So from our point of view, it'll always follow or lead the sun through the signs. Planet of communication, analysis, health, work, brothers and sisters, short trips, running around, psychology, the mind, a very important planet, speech, karma of the mind, brain development and potential, as necessary due to current growth of the soul, introvert-extrovert factors, by ruler of two signs, Mercury is lord of Gemini and lord of Virgo. So Gemini risings and Virgo risings would have Mercury as chart ruler, just like Cancer risings would have Moon as chart ruler, and Leo risings would have Sun as chart ruler. Also rules detective work, criticism, anxiety, computers, writing, publishing, accounting, the soul's path, concerning mental cooperation, and usually rules and regulations. Part of the body that Mercury rules would be the arms, the hands, the shoulders, the chest, and the intestines. So Mercury, a critical planet concerning health, too. Also, animals and pets are ruled by that planet, Mercury. Venus, isn't this a great topic? I love this topic. This is an information time today. Venus, never more than three signs from the sun, either leading or following the sun, because it's also another planet inside the Earth's path. And the planet of love, truth, honor, values, worth, balance, partners, relationships, partnerships also, marriage, the female influence, money, sensitivity, romantic inclination, also emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical as far as that goes. The bi-ruler, it rules two signs, Taurus and Libra. So Taurus rising and Libra risings both have Venus in their chart as their chart ruler. And Venus also would involve what's important to a person. What's important in life here is what this is all about. The karma of money, love, relationships, power, and stability. And also, Venus is an important planet as far as the soul's path concerning obsession and selfishness and greed and avarice. And the parts of the body Venus rules from the Libra end is kidneys, and from the Taurus end would be the neck and the throat. Now you know why you have a sensitive neck. Okay. Mars is the ruling planet of Aries. So Aries risings would have Mars as chart ruler. And Mars also rules over all health and sometimes danger to health, personal drive and stamina, personal energy, life force, sex drive, the male influence, the self, the personality, and the appearance. Mars is a planet of power and domination, war, aggression, pioneering, adventure, violence, initiation, and volunteering. Parts of the body Mars rules is the head, the eyes, the teeth, the nose, ears, hair, skull, and brain. And karmic factor concerning dealing with men and past life aggression. That's how you earn where that planet is. Jupiter is the planet of expansion and philosophy, freedom, open-mindedness, travel, foreigners and foreign countries, sports, optimism, confidence, happiness, laughing, overindulgence, independence, political freedom, jokes, and the need for space. The ruling sign of Jupiter is Sagittarius. And remember, because we're talking about correlations today, you got it. Everything that is the moon would also be Cancer. And everything that is Jupiter would also be synonymous with Sagittarius. So when I'm giving you these key words, I'm trying to teach you these basics. So when you talk about, you know, having Jupiter in a sign like Cancer, then you can combine those two meanings to understand what specific part of your personality is discovered and analyzed through understanding a planet like Jupiter in the sign of Cancer. It's correlations. It's putting meanings together. Hope that makes perfect sense to you. Does it? Okay. Jupiter is also the ruling planet of the sign of Sagittarius. The parts of the body it rules are the hips and the liver. So some people with pronounced Sag might have bigger bottoms because they need pillows to sit on when they travel. And also rules college, higher education. Why am I laughing at that? Recognition of higher self, long trips, and the world as our brothers and sisters. Beyond Gemini, which is our own brothers and sisters, in Sag, we discover brothers and sisters in the world. And Jupiter is also the karma of philosophical accomplishment and selfless teaching of sacred issues concerning philosophy and religion from past lives. Now, in the next segment, we're going to talk about the outer planets, the deep ones, talk about karma and rebirth here, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. If we have time, which we probably won't, we'll go over North and South Node and the asteroids. If not, we'll cover that Monday. Well, I was going to tell you who I am for the new listeners, but I got that letter yesterday that said I said my name too much. So, my name is Jose Jimenez. You're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, heard weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Isn't that funny? Somebody dared to say I was conceited and had an ego. I thought I killed that about 15 years ago. Listen, if you think I have an ego now, you should have met me when I had low self-esteem and was conceited when I was a kid. Ooh, what a horror that was. But anyway, I know a lot of you know that as a Leo, it's hard to be humble, but I try very hard to be humble. And I love you all, so God bless you all. I want to remind you of a couple things. A lot of things are going on. I'm up for a movie, a science fiction called Down to Earth. I'll let you know if that happens. Believe it or not, MTV's making some feelers to put the Astrology Hour on cable on MTV. The MTV Astrology Hour, which I'll keep you posted on that. That'll be a miracle from God, wouldn't it? And then also, I'm in the Herald today. Bob Keyser, a wonderful friend, has done my predictions for the Broncos and for Tyson. And I forgot to put the Laker prediction in, but that's okay. I guess that's an obvious. And then the Mets coming up for next year as the champs. And also, he mentioned the Dodgers, but it's a really nice article, and it gives us nice publicity. So pick up a Herald and check that out today. Saturn is the planet of karma, logic, discipline, experience, career, practicality, suffering in order to learn and grow, off-the-wall humor, the need to succeed, the world as our home, beyond just the moon, which is our home, Saturn is the world as our home, doubts, ambition, work ethic, karma of accomplishment, and the method or motive behind career growth in past lives. The ruling sign of Capricorn, the epitome of Capricorn, major lesson in life factor. Major karma for the soul, why we were born, what we were meant to learn, what we were meant to listen to, area of greatest learning experience, rules the skin, bones, and knees. Uranus is the planet of goals, friends, science, invention, technology. Sounds like Edison and all the, they were had an Aquarian factors, of course. Technology, advanced computer research. Uranus rules astrology, so there's a planet for us. Metaphysics, intellect, the world as family, beyond just the sun, which rules our family and Lord of Leo. Uranus rules Aquarius, and the world is our family. Uranus is the planet of humanity, of philanthropy, accidents, crashes, earthquakes, surprise attack, look out, shocks, revelations, reversals, visions, flip-flop situations, infatuation, diversity, variety, explosion, differentiation, flash karma, instant karma, karmic position concerning souls, debts, or deeds toward humanity. And like I said, Lord of Aquarius rules the ankles and the circulation. So if you're an Aquarius with low circulation, or you have an afflicted Uranus and your circulation's not too good, my circulation's great. I just need a sheet at night. I'm really warm. Okay, Neptune is a planet of delusion, illusion, compassion, dreams, the spirit, God, religion, interdimensional transformation, the multidimensional self, window to the spirit world, messianic self, escapism, drugs, also alcohol, self-destruction due to fear, failure or oversensitivity, the ocean, water, fish, boats, dolphins, whales, ships, storms, rain, tears, psychic emotionalism, lots of stuff Neptune is, I'll tell you. No, that's not good grammar. Well, that's okay. I got a degree in English. Soul's position concerning spiritual growth and metaphysical potentials, also religious fanaticism and dogmatic philosophy, rules the feet, ruled by the sign of Pisces, also rules psychic and spiritual awareness, God self, messianic self, and contact with higher mind and channeling. Notice that as we go down the planets, they get more and more intense. You can't wait for Pluto, can you? Wow. I guess I kind of freaked out when I did this. Pluto is the planet of rebirth, regeneration, and transformation, sexual factors, reproduction, the glands, genetic factors, contact with the intuitive mind, the higher self, and spirit guides, which is what also Neptune and Pisces is, the reproductive system, domination, mystical life, almost said B and D there, mystery, well it is, it rules that too, murder, death, life, birth, bodily fluids, intensity, passion, channeling, authority, secrets, explosions again, Uranus and Pluto together, and they make a fine brew for sure, nuclear power, nuclear war, discovery, deliverance, fulfillment, desire, frustration, high anxiety, like Mel Brooks style, release, ruled by the sign of Scorpio is what Pluto is, karmic influence has much to do with motives behind managing people in past lives and motives behind personal relationships, sexually speaking. Pluto is a planet of metaphysical karmic influence and hence breeds deep experiences, pain, and expansive rebirth. And what an, I think that was a really, really informative topic for you. But you know, you have to understand, if you could sit down and memorize everything I just delivered, people go up to you and say, oh, where's your Mars? Well, it's in Pisces. Okay, let's combine that. What does that mean? Well, just think about what I said Mars meant, and just think about what I said Neptune meant, and combine them. And then you'll understand what kind of men would affect in your life. The combination of Mars and Pisces, Aries and Pisces here, is pretty wild, I think. Aries and Neptune, Mars and Neptune combinations, you really start to understand someone's chart. So there's a good topic for you.